All right, our next speaker is James Gray. James is a choreographer. He is working currently on a performance in Tokyo that he has created instructional videos from his dance studio in New York City. James, go ahead. Tell us what's going on.
Thank you, Mitch. Hi. So I was scheduled to go to Tokyo to recreate the choreography of the hit Mel Brooks musical, The Producers, by my boss, five-time Tony Award-winning director-choreographer Susan Stroman. I have worked with her for about 16 years, and I performed and worked on the Broadway, London, West End, and the movie musical versions of the show. I would travel to Tokyo, rehearse for 4 or 5 weeks with a company of over 40 musical theater actors. With my interpreter by my side, I would teach them all the steps, the positions in the rehearsal room, running the full show, then moving the polished product to the theater to add the technical elements, doing many dress runs and culminating with the opening night. Then March 12 happened, COVID and Broadway shut down. I expected this production to be canceled as the protocol in America was full shutdown of all theater and I lost all my US work. However, my Japanese producer had other ideas. The Japanese government was allowing 50% capacity in theaters, and they wanted to keep all their theaters running. I was delighted to hear this, and he was open to finding a new way of working in this situation. The old way of me rehearsing live in a studio in Tokyo was not going to work, but what could we do? Aha, Zoom. So we came up with a scenario of myself staying in NYC, gathering a socially distanced pod of Broadway dancers and zooming the steps and the numbers to Tokyo. There's a 14-hour time difference, so I filmed videos with all the information needed to set the production. Because of the Broadway shutdown, many of my colleagues from the original production were available, and they couldn't wait to get back into a studio and dance with me. So myself, my assistant, an accompanist, and 6 dancers headed to Open Jar Rehearsal Studios in Times Square. This was the beginning of September, so we followed every COVID protocol. Temperatures were taken, we stayed in our pod, wore our masks throughout all rehearsals, and bathed ourselves in hand sanitizer. None of us have performed or even stepped foot in a rehearsal studio since March 12th. So as we gathered on that first day of a 2-week rehearsal period, we all got really emotional. Before we started, we just had to express what we were feeling and how we were missing what we do. So many people see theater folk and what we do as just a hobby, but for us, it's a way of life. You know, many start training from a young age. I was 6. So after the tears and no hugging, of course, we began this huge task of documenting every step in 2 weeks. Painstakingly, we filmed every actor's individual choreography and staging, one section, one number at a time, which led to over 420 videos being downloaded into Dropbox. My assistants and dance team in Tokyo would then learn the choreography and teach the Japanese company, sending me back videos so I could notate and perfect the work. Though it was all very time-consuming, I felt it rewarding that this information was being sent across the world via video and being recreated perfectly. No approximations, no own interpretations were happening. Could this be the future of a hybrid without me being present? Normally, when a producer wants to mount a Broadway production, they acquire the rights from MTI, Musical Theater International, and then they are given a show Bible with all the information to create the work. When a Broadway show is preserved, every piece of blocking and choreography is handwritten down in what we call a Bible. These Bibles are very heavy to carry, and there are individual ones for blocking, choreography, etc. This is how other productions are mounted, from handwritten information, unless they hire the choreographer or the associate to come to mount the work, so it saves them a lot of time. As I was making these videos, I thought, if I was never able to travel to set these shows, this new way via video was more exact than any handwritten notes. Here we had videos shot from the front and the back, so there was no question or where or how the steps or arms should be executed. This original choreography was captured forever in its true style and intention, and future generations of musical theater performers anywhere in the world could have it at the touch of a button. Because of COVID situation, I was forced to work in a different way I had never imagined. I did many meetings via Zoom with the costumer, lighting, and set designers. I watched the full dress rehearsal in the theater from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern time, and then gave my notes to the company. The Japanese production worked because I was surrounded by people that were true collaborators who thought outside the box on both sides of the world. By the time of the opening, just now on November 9th, the Japanese government was allowing 100% capacity in their theaters as they were controlling the virus. Opening night went well and the production is fabulous. We are sold out. It is a miracle that any show gets mounted in normal rehearsal period and conditions, let alone doing it via Zoom and videos, but we managed to pull it off. Thank you.
Thank you so much.